Newsmakers making a difference in our community. Join our own Logan Bajet right now, live in studio. It's time for Coffee Time here on KJGY, brought to you by Ed Staub & Sons.
Yeah, and sitting here with Coram Ketchum, John Day City Manager. How you doing, Coram?
Doing pretty good, Logan. How about yourself?
I'm well. Thanks for coming on the show today, giving us an update on things, John Day. Before we popped on the mic here, I mentioned that I noticed you've got some new paint going on at City Hall there.
Yeah, we do. Don't know the last time we repainted the building was, but it's looking really nice. Pretty slick.
Yeah, each little like part is a different color. That's kind of modern, kind of a modern.
Yeah, a little bit more modern take, a little cleaner.
Yeah.
Looking pretty good.
Well, good. Well, how has the summer been going so far? Projects are underway and things are going?
Things are going. Summertime is construction season, and we've got just one thing after the other trying to wrap up here. And bless our local contractors for getting it all and making it all happen.
Yeah, and I've seen everyone with their safety vests out and working and doing the thing and, you know, wearing the hard hats and getting stuff done.
Yeah, we got 395 sidewalk improvements are coming along. Public Works has been working on utility locates and making sure everybody gets their water in the right spot. Going up the hill, 4th Avenue, leading up to the airport. Construction will begin on the section of that eroded during one of the last floods.
Right after the bridge, when you're going up there. Okay.
We're expecting to begin that project at the end of the month, so people are going to need to find alternative ways around 4th Avenue.
Okay.
Either at the West Bench, go over to Adam Drive in Canyon City. I think Elkview and Meadowlark will both get you up there, too.
Okay. So it'd take you a little bit longer if you live close to that spot, but right. You can get there either way.
Get there.
So. Yeah, good deal. All right, and that's been a project that... let's see, when did that slough off? In like 2019 or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Four or five years ago.
Yeah, quite a while ago now, seems like. So, all right. Well, I bet folks are going to be excited to get that one underway.
Yeah, it's great. For those kinds of projects, you have to work with a lot of different partners. It's above a stream, so you have to make sure that the Oregon DEQ and wildlife are on board. You get your Army Corps of Engineers, and then since it's a critical access route to our airport, you talk to FEMA.
Oh, sure. Yeah, there's a lot of folks you need to check the boxes with. Yeah.
But it's nice that because it's the access route, we got it grant funded, so we're able to do that without putting any burden on our taxpayers.
Excellent. Well, what kind of, what other projects do you have underway? Any more?
The pit stop is coming along. That's that gravel. Right now it's a graveled parking lot off of Southwest Canton. When that's complete, it'll have a food cart pod, it'll have fire pits, it'll have tables. A bathroom is sited down there for public access, a little water station, bike lockers, a little bike repair station.
Oh, wow.
But the vision for us is that it'll be a great place for families to take a lunch, hang out downtown for visitors rolling through to Kam Wah Chung or on their bikes. They get off for a second, stretch their legs, use the bathroom, fill up on water.
Okay. And it's right off of the main highway there, right off of Main Street. Mm-hmm. So folks who are traveling through, even if, you know, they're just passing through John Day, that can give them an opportunity to stop, go to the bathroom, maybe check things out.
Check things out.
We got the chamber right over there. And so.
Yeah, our visitor center's right there.
Yeah.
We'll put up a little flyer board or something at some point.
Nice.
Food cart operators or beer cart operators, come talk to the city. We're looking for people to start staffing that site.
Okay. So vendors and you said food and beer?
Food and beer.
All right. There you go.
You'll need both in order to have the beer. So definitely looking for food and beer. And
yeah.
We're not intending to charge for the space, at least for this initial run, as we pilot it out.
So okay.
A good visible spot for a new entrepreneur to come in and... show off their food.
Yeah, that's a good opportunity. And then, you know, get established because it's like, you know, you're passing through. Everyone knows that, I mean, Mitchell isn't much, but it's an excellent place to stop and go to the bathroom. And then when you're there, you see they have an awesome pub and a brew pub that you can walk into. And it's like, it's hard for me to go through Mitchell without stopping at that sucker.
Yeah.
So, you know, John Day could have one of those.
Yeah, we could be the gateway to the Painted Hills on the other side.
Yeah, there you go. Awesome. Well, excellent. Well, I'm looking at our clock here. We have plenty to talk about here with our John Day City Manager, Coram Ketchum, right now. Let's take a two-minute break for our sponsors. You're tuned in to Coffee Time.
Don't touch that dial. Coffee Time will be right back.
3 generations and soon it'll be 4. This is Dustin Oates for Ed Staub & Sons. Grandpa Ed would be proud of the job we've done in Grant County. For over 12 years, we have offered quality petroleum products while making service and safety our top priority. And we continue to support area programs benefiting senior citizens and youth. But the truth is, we couldn't do it without you. So thank you for your support, Grant County. Ed Staub & Sons in Canyon City, 541-575-0804. That's 541-575-0804.
They are hiring and want you. The City of John Day is hiring full-time office staff starting at $15.94 per hour. The City of John Day offers variety, vacation time, and health benefits for their workers. For this position, they are looking for someone who possesses a great customer service work ethic and organizational skills are a must. Is this position for you? Contact the City of John Day to learn more about applying for the full-time office staff position. Call the City of John Day, 575-0028, 575-0028.
Are you ready for a new kitchen in a reasonable time frame? Hi, this is Chris from Miller's Home Center in Baker City. Did you know that we specialize in custom cabinetry and all types of countertops? Grant County, we are here for you. In less than 2 weeks, I can help you with a free design consultation, including customizing your new cabinets or countertops. We can do it remotely or face-to-face here at Miller's Home Center in Baker City. Give me a call today at 541-523-6404 or visit us at millershomecenter.com, bringing quality products at affordable pricing to Eastern Oregon.
Grant County has a logo, and Grant County Chamber of Commerce offers it on all kinds of swag. Hoodies starting at just $30, hats for $15, plus t-shirts, coffee mugs, lapel pins, stickers, and more. Stop by the Chamber office and have a look. While there, browse the publications and maps for things to do in Grant County and beyond. Help promote and support Grant County businesses. Purchase Grant County swag at the Chamber of Commerce office, 301 West Main John Day, and at selected Chamber member businesses.
Don't worry, there's more coffee time coming your way right now. Here's Logan Bajet.
And we're here on the show with Coram Ketchum, John Day City Manager. Now, when we were talking about the pit stop, Coram, you mentioned kind of a bike station going in there and a bike-friendly spot. Now, this would be a good time to talk about Cycle Oregon. That's just right around the corner.
Yeah, it is. So, Cycle Oregon, if you don't know, is a huge event that brings in 1,200 cyclists or so to communities across the state to do multi-mile, multi-day rides.
Wow.
For our community, we'll start expecting cyclists to come in September 8th or 9th. The actual event runs from the 10th through the 17th. Mm. Folks will be out in our town, shopping downtown, eating at our restaurants. But you should expect to see cyclists camping at the fairgrounds, at 7th Street, and at Hill Family Park.
Okay. So they're going to be doing a lot of camping and whatnot out. And of course, make sure you're looking out on the roadways.
There, of course.
They will be on the highway, and a lot of them.
Yeah. So plan in a little bit of extra time there on your commutes.
Good call.
Especially the kickoff and start days. You can visit their website, Cycle Oregon. I think it is .com to actually see the route maps and where they're going to be going on each day. But be aware that there will be a ton of cyclists on the road and to be cautious when passing.
Absolutely. And what great views they're going to get on those rides. You know, they have them all planned out. And I know talking to those folks whenever they come through, they look forward to it whenever they're able to make it over. So, and we look forward to it too, because, hey, they're going to be spending money and you know, checking out our area, and we get to show things off a little bit.
So. Yeah. And my hope is that whenever you have a big event like that, you find a couple of folks who really fall in love with our community want to buy a house here, want to move their family here, and really kind of celebrate what we have to offer.
Yeah, excellent. Well, and that's for our cyclists. You said we can kind of start to see them filtering in on September 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And did I see in an email that you sent that on the day before that, September 7th, there's going to be a special, like, trail day?
Yeah.
Okay, what's that all about?
So we've been... If you've not been out to the trails yet, and every time I'm here, I hype them up
because
I'm
preach.
Very, very excited. We've got between the city's Innovation Gateway Trail, the Fairgrounds Prospector Trail, and the 7th Street paved loop, we have 4.5 miles of trail in town that you could walk on.
That's pretty significant.
Pretty great.
Yeah.
About 2 miles of that is paved at the Innovation Gateway, so on the north side of the river going west. And at the 7th Street Park Complex. Mm. But we think it would be a good opportunity to get the community together, walk it with Public Works, show off what we've completed so far, talk a little bit about our plans for the future.
Are you going to do all 4.5 miles?
I don't think we're going to do... We're still working on what we're going to do, but we're all planning to meet at Hill Family Park at 3 p.m. on Wednesday the 7th. For those that want to help out, we're going to pull some weeds and pick up some garbage. But for the rest, I think it would just be a great opportunity to see all the trails and all that we've been working on over the last year and really celebrate that we've got this great trail network built.
Good. Yeah. And check things out. It's a good good spot for folks to take their dogs or themselves or their kids, or just a good way to get outside.
Great way to get outside.
Cool. All right. Well, at that, let's pause again for our sponsors. We'll be back in 2 minutes with Coram Ketchum, John Day City Manager.
Don't touch that dial. Coffee time will be right back.
You've been interested in getting more involved in the City of John Day. And great news, the City of John Day has vacancies on their Planning Commission and their Budget Committee. Members meet several times per year to make important decisions that impact the everyday lives of residents. You can gain valuable experience while working to shape the future of our community. If you are interested in either opening, contact the City of John Day to learn more. 575-0028. 575-0028. 575-0028.
The mission of Grant County Chamber of Commerce is to promote and support Grant County businesses and the local economy. They do this by advertising Grant County in several forms of media, awarding business enhancement grants to member businesses, offering transit room tax grants for county events that promote tourism, encouraging buying local with their Grant County greenbacks, and a whole lot more. Join today. Learn more at Grant County Chamber of Commerce, 301 West Main, John Day, 575-0547.
Are you ready for a new kitchen in a reasonable time frame? Hi, this is Chris from Miller's Home Center in Baker City. Did you know that we specialize in custom cabinetry and all types of countertops? Grant County, we are here for you. In less than 2 weeks, I can help you with a free design consultation, including customizing your new cabinets or countertops. We can do it remotely or face-to-face here at Miller's Home Center in Baker City. Give me a call today at 541-523-6404 or visit us at millershomecenter.com. Bring quality products at affordable pricing to Eastern Oregon.
Ed Stobbinsons has what you need to maintain your lawn and garden equipment. Dustin here, reminding you that at our Canyon City office, we sell two-cycle motor oil, mobile engine oil, and even bar oil. We also offer super clean degreaser, carb cleaner, Scott Shop towels, and more. And don't forget the non-ethanol premium gasoline we sell at the Card Lock. If you don't have a Card Lock card, just ask for assistance at our Canyon City mobile station. Ed Stobbinsons has what you need for lawn and garden equipment. Ed Stobbinsons, 541-575-0804.
We didn't forget about you. Now back to Logan Bajet and Coffee Time.
Yeah, we're here talking with Coram Ketchum. I'm here. Coram and I are here.
We're here.
Talking in the same room about City of John Day stuff. Of course, our city manager, Coram. And let's see here. How are things going at our meetings, at the city council? All that's moving along?
All moving along. So at our next city council meeting, which will be on August 9th, Tuesday.
Okay.
6 p.m. we'll have a joint meeting with the Parks and Rec Board to discuss putting the pool back on the ballot. City of John Day is very supportive of the pool project and getting a pool for all of Central Grant County to access. Taking on down the agenda, we'll be talking about the new Grant County Library. So we just closed on the land swap for the library.
Oh, that's right.
New downtown parking will be going in next to the Kam Wah Chong Visitor Center, and they'll be getting the parcel kind of right next to the current water treatment plant and where the Cane Creek and the John Day meet.
Okay.
And then just a couple of announcements about council. So we're on the election year. So every 2 years we run city council elections.
Right.
This year we have three open seats. Well, three seats that are available and the mayor. So people who are looking to run for council should visit the City of John Day website. There are forms there. You'll just need to turn those back into us by August. I think it's, let me look at my calendar.
Yeah, I was going to ask. There's probably a cutoff there.
Yeah, our cutoff is the 19th.
Okay.
And we are actually on reduced hours right now. So if you can get those into us by August 18th, the Thursday, that would be great.
Ah, all right. So we'll just put it out there. August 18th, if you want to be part of the, you mentioned the city council, also the mayor position.
Also the mayor position, yep.
Up for running as well. Okay. And did you say you had committee positions open?
Yep. Too? If you didn't catch it on the last segment, we have open seats in our planning commission and our budget committee.
Uh-huh.
So the planning commission makes determinations on how do you actually build within a community. It's a really great way to see how government translates to private sector development and how they kind of talk to each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And to influence like where you think your values align with those of the community when it comes to building new developments or shaping current development.
Okay. And I've talked to lots of folks on committees, and they, you know, a lot of times they will aspire to be on the city council, but they're not really quite sure what it's all about yet. They kind of want to see how things go, and serving on a committee is an excellent way to get your feet wet.
Great way to get your feet wet, yeah. Understand how these public meetings run.
Sure.
And the planning committee only meets 3 or 4 times a year, so does the budget committee. So
okay.
Unlike council that meets twice a month, it's an easier way to on-ramp into local government.
That makes sense. And you mentioned that your operating hours have changed.
Mm-hmm. We're hiring staff, if you haven't heard it on the last couple of segments too. We have an open position for our secretary that will close once we hire somebody.
Ah.
And then a position for an accounts clerk that closes Monday.
Ah.
Until we get those folks hired, we're shortening our hours so that we're operating Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay.
And once we get those folks trained up, we'll resume our normal hours in September.
Okay, and what is that, 8 to 4 or 5?
8 to 4, Monday through Thursday.
Okay, all right. Well, nice. Well, looks like things are moving along, and when do you expect to have all the, is all the paint on City Hall? Is that done?
We're touching it up here, but it's about good to go.
All right. Well, exciting stuff is happening. Well, sweet. Well, we have one final break to take, and when we come back, let's talk about that red flag warning that's going to go into effect at around noon this afternoon. Mm-hmm. So, cool. All right. We're on the show here with Coram Ketchum. We'll take our final break, and stay tuned to Coffee Time.
Don't go anywhere. Coffee Time will be right back.
Grant County has a logo, and Grant County Chamber of Commerce offers it on all kinds of swag. Hoodies starting at just $30, hats for $15, plus t-shirts, coffee mugs, lapel pins, stickers, and more. Stop by the Chamber office and have a look. While there, browse the publications and maps for things to do in Grant County and beyond. Help promote and support Grant County businesses. Purchase Grant County swag at the Chamber of Commerce office, 301 West Main John Day, and at selected Chamber member businesses.
Have you purchased a new propane appliance this year? Are you planning to? Ed Stobbinson's has great news. The Pacific Propane Gas Association is offering rebates of up to $500 on all types of propane appliances, including generators, fire features, even pool heaters. Funds are limited, so learn more at ppgarebates.com. Call Ed Stobbinson's to schedule your installation or for more information on rebates. 575-0804. 575-0804.
Welcome to Grant County this summer. The City of John Day wants everyone to have a safe summer, as we know that Grant County offers summer fun throughout our beautiful region. Whether you're in town or on the open road, the City of John Day reminds you to drive safe, follow the speed limit, and watch out for pets, kids, and bikers who are out and about. Don't let an accident or ticket ruin your summer. For more tips or travel information, you can visit our website or call the City of John Day at 575-0028. That's 575-0028.
Are you ready for a new kitchen in a reasonable time frame? Hi, this is Chris from Miller's Home Center in Baker City. Did you know that we specialize in custom cabinetry and all types of countertops? Grant County, we are here for you. In less than 2 weeks, I can help you with a free design consultation, including customizing your new cabinets or countertops. We can do it remotely or face-to-face here at Miller's Home Center in Baker City. Give me a call today at 541-523-6404 or visit us at millershomecenter.com. Bringing quality products at affordable pricing to Eastern Oregon.
Don't worry, there's more Coffee Time coming your way. Now, here's Logan Bajet.
All right, and we are back on the show here with Coram Ketchum, John Day City Manager. And while we wrap things up here, let's talk about that red flag warning that's going to go into effect around noon today until, I believe, this evening is when the order was for. But that's basically just a thing where if you're Well, of course, it's issued by the National Weather Service to let us know that conditions are you know, drier, we're going to have more lightning, more wind, and more conducive to the rapid spread of wildfire. But here locally, it's kind of fun, too, because it's an interesting thing, I guess, at best, that we can put our actual red flags out there. And it's a program sponsored by Grant Harney County Firewise. And I know City of John Day takes part in it because you guys put your red flag out whenever it pops in. And that basically just lets people know that it's, you know, it's dry and hot and windy and lightning out there, and be extra careful.
Be extra, extra, extra careful, especially with all the grass we've had this year growing. And I would just recommend that people go to the Grant County Firewise website.
Yeah.
gcwpp-firewise.com. Get some resources there to understand what you could do to protect your home before a wildfire comes through, so your home can be saved.
Yeah, get that defensible space. And it's got a lot of great tips and pointers on there, and a lot of things that sometimes folks don't really think about, like, you know, something as simple as stacking your firewood close to your house or on your deck or something like that. This time of the year, that might not be such a great idea, because that could carry a fire into and on your house. And so just different things to be thinking about. Thanks for mentioning that, Quan.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, cool. Well, is there anything else we want to toss out there before we shut it down today?
Well, shout out to Irene Jerome, our local Firewise coordinator, for winning the Silver Sparky.
Woohoo!
Highest honor in fire prevention. And then just a friendly reminder, if you're on the trails, on sidewalks, if you're going quick on a bike, just give people a friendly on your left before you pass them.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Don't surprise anybody as you're rolling by.
Okay. You know, and that's a good thing to mention as well, because those trails are paved, and they probably are quite nice for bike travel.
Yeah, you can go wicked fast on those things if you want to. But
don't.
Share the trail. Be a good neighbor. Pass gently.
Okay. Good call. Thanks for mentioning that as well. Okay, well, get out there and get things done while we still can, right? It's 74 degrees, not going to be too hot today, but it is, I heard it's supposed to be into the 90s, so it'll warm right up.
Warm right up, always does.
Yeah, man. All right, well, hey, thanks for coming in the show and updating everyone, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, thanks, Logan.
Absolutely. We've been on the show here with Coram Ketchum, our John Day City Manager. Everyone, you've been tuned in to Coffee Time. Let's keep it on KJDY.
Another episode of Coffee Time has come to an end, brought to you by Ed Staub & Sons. Opinions expressed during the show are not necessarily those of KJDY or the Elkhorn Media Group.
This is KJDY on